It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we talk to a researcher about English language learners in public schools and what happens when they are or aren't reclassified as proficient in English soon enough.
But first, when a veteran dies or is killed in combat, the veteran's next of kin usually claims their remains. But some veterans' remains are never claimed, leaving them unburied.
But a bill approved by the Wisconsin legislature would allow veterans groups to claim remains and finally lay them to rest with military honors. That bill now awaits Governor Walker's signature. David Kurtz is the American Legion State Adjutant in Wisconsin, and he joins us now to talk about this bill. David, welcome to Central Time.
Well, good afternoon. It's nice to be with you.
Well, how did this bill get its start?
Well, this started last year when one of our members out of Appleton, he had made a volunteer project of identifying the final resting place of every Wisconsin service member killed during the Vietnam War. So he was identifying everyone who was from Wisconsin, killed in Vietnam, and then identifying their grave sites. And when he found Terrence Sund, S-U-N-D. Terrence was killed in Vietnam searching a tunnel. And he, as it turns out, Mr. Sund was never interred. His remains wound up in a limbo, just in a state of limbo, at a cemetery down in the Milwaukee area.
And he, it turns out, is not unique. There are other remains like this. Do you have a sense of how widespread this issue could be in Wisconsin and maybe beyond?
Well, it's really hard to gauge. I can tell you that the outreach that our organization has done in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, the outreach we've done since last summer has turned up 45 different veterans across the state, from Eau Claire to the metro Milwaukee area to, you know, all across the state, and some going back as long as 50 years.
And are these remains that you have located, they're not just in Wisconsin, it sounds like. They're Wisconsin citizens who may have wound up elsewhere.
Well, the only ones we're aware of are here in Wisconsin. You know, we have limited resources. We're a volunteer organization, and all the programs that we have, ranging from our baseball program, Badger Boys State, Badger Girls State, it's all volunteer-driven. Nationally, I know that there is an organization that's called Missing in America Project, and they have made a number of years reaching out and looking with funeral service providers and cemeteries to identify veterans, specifically veterans in this state. But I can tell you that it's not just veterans. There are a number of people who are wind up in this kind of situation once they pass away.
And how did veterans groups go about pursuing this?
Well, our volunteers, we worked, again, with Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, but we would, our volunteers do a lot of stuff in towns all across Wisconsin. We've got over 500 local American Legion posts, and they perform funeral honors. When a veteran passes away, they are entitled to certain benefits from the federal government, but one of the things that our volunteers do, an honor guard will go to the gravesite, they will fire a funeral volley over the grave and assist in presenting the flag to the next of kin, the widow, the widower, the grandchildren. So as a result, a lot of our Legion members in towns across Wisconsin are very familiar with the funeral service providers, the funeral homes, because they see these folks on a weekly basis. And it becomes a simple question of, do you have any unclaimed remains in your at your facility?
And could you tell us a little more about the response from the funeral homes who might be housing some of these remains? Why have they been reluctant to simply bury the remains on their own?
Well, if you might imagine, it's a delicate situation. First of all, there are privacy concerns. You want to be respectful of someone who has passed away. But yet, at the same time, in this day and age, and the litigious nature of our society, let's say grandpa or grandma is a veteran, passes away in some town here in Wisconsin, and the funeral service provider is kind of in a hard spot, then they go ahead and they do what they believe to be the right thing. They inter the remains. They bury them, or they, you know, give them to the state veterans cemetery or somewhere. And 3 months, 6 months, a year later, Cousin Vinny or, you know, Aunt Carol or someone in Arizona, Florida, or Texas pops up all of a sudden and say, well, what did you do with Grandpa? And they tell them, well, we did what we thought was the right thing, and we, you know, had a ceremony, and the next of kin would potentially raise all sorts of objections to the actions taken. So that's why, you know, people are reluctant to take on that potential liability, and that's really what this legislation does.
And so, tell us now what kind of allowances this makes for this kind of scenario.
Well, what this allows under state law, then, and I can safely assume Governor Walker is going to sign this into law. After 90 days, if these remains are unclaimed for a veteran, if a veteran is, it can be established that the veteran has honorable military service that affords them the benefit of being interred in a state veteran cemetery. After 90 days, if no next of kin claims the remains, the funeral service provider can then turn them over to the state, and the state would then proceed with interring the remains in a state veteran cemetery.
And how soon after the bill is signed into law do you think that veterans groups will be able to start providing burials?
I would think right on the heels of it. As I say, we've identified 45 remains across the state right now, and a number of them have verified military service that qualifies them for interment.
Have you heard from funeral homes and from families about how they feel about this bill and how it might change things for them?
Well, I can tell you from families, the families, because these are in a situation of no next of kin, we're really not finding a lot of families. There are, in some cases, distant relatives or other relatives who have been alerted and have taken action on their own once they've realized what the situation is. But these, in general, these, we're not talking about close relatives. We're talking about, you know, second cousins or, you know, extended family. The vast majority of these folks are people that died without children or with estranged from their family somehow. So we don't hear from family members. What we do hear from the funeral service providers is they're relieved that this is going to become available.
Now, as we know, funerals can be expensive. How will this new effort be financed?
Well, when we're talking about a federal benefit, you know, a veteran has, and anyone who served honorably on active duty for a period of time, especially during time of conflict, the federal government will pick up the cost. This is something that veterans earned as a result of our service. So there is, for the state of Wisconsin, veteran cemeteries, it is a net benefit to the state.
And you said these are often, the families involved here are distant relatives. They may not have been close with the deceased. But what does this mean in terms of a veterans group on a personal level?
Well, for us, I can tell you that veterans, people who have served in the military, we have a close connection to those who we served with directly, but also by extension, you know, people in the same branch of service or who have that shared experience. For a young person to go into the service and serve, and it is something that marks them for life, that, you know, it's something that they always hearken back upon, the shared experience, the shared hardship. People who have been in that situation, have put their life at risk, they have a very strong bond between fellow service members. And to think, you know, let's face it, in a combat situation, it's chance. Chance circumstance, people lose their lives, and a lot of folks feel like, well, it could have been me. But yet, you know, people come out of these situations and they survive to old age. But they never forget that circumstance. They never forget those situations. So to find out that a fellow veteran is in limbo like this, you're really trained in the military not to leave your fellow soldiers behind. You don't abandon your fellow soldier. And so to think that someone who served honorably in this country is left in limbo like that, when they have earned the right to be buried in a veteran cemetery, This brings a great deal of comfort and closure to people who have served to know that that commitment is going to be fulfilled. It's frankly, it's a little shocking and distressing to think that someone, especially like Terrence Sund, who served in Vietnam, died in Vietnam, and was never properly buried for almost 50 years, that just doesn't stand to reason. Why and how circumstances like that exist.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
David Kurtz is the American Legion State Adjutant in Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about a new bill approved in the state legislature that would allow veterans groups to bury the unclaimed remains of veterans.